and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
I can't believe that worked. I'm just going to say that right off the bat. I'm sorry. Welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I am Renee Bernard, and tonight on the program, I think my prime method of getting guests is just to trick them, ambush them. I got Erin Quinn to agree to be on the show.
It's a bag.
And I know you're not. And I know you're not having a great day, but I'm like, this could be the highlight.
You know what? It already has been the highlight, and we've only started.
Oh, you're so sweet. The problem with having you on the show is every time I talk to you, I just want to be BFFs, and I want you to just call me, like, all the time, like, at random, and be my bud, and just talk to me.
I'm going to start doing that. I want your number.
I shall give it to you, because I am that transparent. There. I'm just going to start soliciting friends. I'll start begging people to be my friend. I'll be my new. Forget Facebook. I'm just going to start, you know, directly just cold calling people. Hey, hi, call me. No, I love talking to you. You're always fun. And we do commiserate. You know, I think as authors, we have ups and downs, you know.
Yes, we do. But I've been having kind of a rough week.
It's the Ides of March, or yes, it's something. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but let's have it be over. That's my...
You know, it's so funny. I'm writing this book that I'm working on right now. It's got this reaper in it and this lady that doesn't die. And she, at one point, she's complaining because the media hounds her and all this stuff. And he's like, well, you know, look at the bright side. At least they're not airing your funeral procession on the TV. You know, duh. I'm sitting here bitching and moaning and crying. And I'm thinking, well, look at the bright side. Jenny, you're in a reaper.
So that is the upside of writing, the paranormal. I have to say, okay, everybody, it's erinquinnbooks.com is Erin's website, so be sure to pop over and take a look. I always love, by the way, your web's just so pretty, and the moon rising and all of that. And the boys.
Just had it redesigned.
It's lovely.
Thank you.
Likey. And, you know, I like the haunting thing. I know you're not super thrilled with...
What?
But I love it. And I love, and of course, everybody, Quinn's Essentials, if you haven't popped over to the blog, you gotta. I think that's, yeah, there you go. That's it in a nutshell. You must. So there.
Thank you.
Because I love your blog, and it's almost like the show. It's almost like this show. It's like an author chat, and you have different authors come on, and it's just kind of fun, and I meet authors that I might not normally have met, and that is my husband's phone ringing right in the middle of this show. But I kind of meet new people on there in a weird, vicarious way, or I come across favorites, or just it's like, oh. So I love that site. I love that you do that.
Well, that's great. I'm just so impressed that you didn't totally lose it when the phone went off. I'm like one of those dogs, you know, I hear the phone and I can't, my mind just blinks.
Oh, I tossed it. Yeah, it says iPhone is now across the room. No, in fact, I'm one of those people who won't answer a ringing phone necessarily. And it drives my husband crazy because the phone rings and there's just something, I think, instinctively where you're like, oh, I get that. Oh, we should get that. And I just kind of glance at the caller ID and I'm like, nah.
I went better. I turned off all of our ringers.
Oh.
We didn't get rid of the service because I still like to use the house phone sometimes because you get bad connections.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I just turned off all the ringers. And so what's really bad, though, is you'll be watching a movie and the answering machine will come on and you haven't heard anything ring. And then all of a sudden this voice is like, if you'd like to make a deal, you know, or whatever scares you to death.
No, if I'm in a crunch with writing, I'll even top that. I unplug the phone.
Oh,
so people will get
woman.
The, yeah, I'm wicked. I am.
So what do they get when it just rings forever?
It says this phone, it either rings forever or I think it says this phone's been disconnected. It's like, people think, yeah, it's kind of like that funeral procession. They're not sure.
I remember when I first started writing, I heard this writer, and I can't remember who it was that was talking about, you know, the internet was still pretty new and people were playing on it, and she'd say, yeah, when I'm under deadline, I take my router or your, what do you call it, the thing that brings the cable in?
Yes.
And she would stick it in the backpack of her kid and send him off to school so that she couldn't get on the internet while he was gone.
Oh, that.
That was so funny. I'm like, you took your router and sent it to school.
That takes some discipline. That takes – it's hard. You can get on and start checking. I'm just going to check a couple of emails.
Yeah.
That's what I tell myself. I'm just going to check an email, make sure there's nothing on fire, you know.
And I'm
then
just going to refresh that inbox 7,000 times.
Let me pop over to Facebook and just make sure there's nothing urgent, you know, messages or, you know, and then that's it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, ah, procrastination, the fine art.
And it feels like working because your fingers are on the keyboard and you're in the computer. So, you know,
I'm productive.
It feels like it's working.
Woo! I am just blazing trails on my social media. Yes, it's fantastic. Love it.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. No, but seriously, are you going to be in – now you're coming to Kansas City, am I right, to RT this year?
No, I am not going to RT. Well, however, I am going to Authors After Dark. This has been my year to go south because I went to a readers conference in Florida with Erin Kellison, and it was a blast, but it was like planes, trains, and automobiles to get there because there was no direct route from Arizona to Florida. And then I'm going back to Atlanta for RWA, and then I'm going to go to Savannah for Authors After Dark. So I'm going to have an accent when I get done.
Oh, how fabulous. That's a good goal. That is interesting. You've kind of like geographically got to be.
I geographically found places that my airline doesn't fly into because I fly southwest because my husband has all these points. I'm like, yeah, they don't go there. Why don't, I should go there. So
yeah, get as close as you can and then just, you know, drive the rest of the way kind of thing. Or, yeah, no.
No, I don't drive. I mean, I drive, but I get lost in my driveway, so I don't usually drive in strange places.
That's a problem. That's a serious problem. Yeah, the GPS will not assist you in your own driveway, by the way. It'll pretty much tell you, you're where you're supposed to be. Get out of the car. Stop.
Yes,
yeah,
and in a parking lot, it's even worse. You get in a parking lot, and it says proceed to the street. And you're like, well, I knew where that street was. I wouldn't be asking you.
You are bad. Okay, so
well,
I meet up at a conference.
On every side.
You're not
you know,
the
you
person
never know
we want
driving. It's a handicap, definitely.
Well, between you and me, and as if no one else in the world is listening, I'm great in a car. I have no problem with directions, but in buildings and especially at these large conferences, for the life of me, I've come out of workshops, and I'm sorry, people. The carpet's identical in every hall. They're all decorated the same. The walls, whatever it is, all of a sudden, I just feel like a rabbit in a warren. I got no chance of getting out of there. None. And I literally just start following, like, what are the vast majority of people? Where are they going? And then and most of the time, it leads you back to the lobby or a main area of some kind.
Yeah.
And thank God. Thank God for that. But otherwise, if there's a fire or something, yes, I am that idiot who...
And then those loud noises make me kind of go crazy, like a little wild animal. So I'm like, when the alarm goes off, or fire alarms have gone off in the middle of the night, you know, when the batteries go.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I will literally run into walls. And
So I don't want to roam with you either, because that's not a good...
No.
Yeah, I don't
want to... I tell people, anytime somebody travels with me, I say, okay, rule number one, don't follow me, because I always think I know where I'm going, and I never do. And rule number two, don't follow me.
And really, let's get you a T-shirt that says that. That is hilarious.
Whatever you do, do not follow me.
And people always will. We'll get talking, and I'll just take off and go in there. Where are we going? What's rule number one?
Can you Skype me in for your workshop on things not to do? I mean, if anybody's got a laptop, just switch that, turn that thing around. I'll Skype in. I would love to be in on any workshop
you know,
you're doing.
You know, that's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be recorded.
Yeah.
I've got to – let me think on that.
Yeah.
Know, I don't know if it will kind of loop. But, yeah.
Skype me in because you are doing a workshop at RWA in Atlanta about mistakes.
It's like
what
we
wish we knew, things we know now.
The things that we learned, it's something like what I've learned and what I wish somebody would tell me.
Ah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, sadly, I've learned a lot.
Me too. And always the hard way. Always the hard way. I'm sure there was an easier way to learn these things, but I didn't attend your workshop, is what I'm thinking. I must have missed
I missed the workshop on things I wanted to know.
The worst thing is when you give a workshop on how to do something easy and then you don't do it.
Mm.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever gotten up and said, this is the easy way to do it, and then you do the complete opposite of it?
Yes, I will say yes. I have been. Workshops or people just say, you know, what I always do is this, and you're going, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some unknown reason, you know, and you might even write it down, like, oh, that is such a smart idea. And then you go, and a year later, you're like, and I did not do that. Why?
Why did I not do that?
Where was the brain?
Have you ever taken your notes? You know, you have like your notebook that you've written all these things in or your outline, and then later you finish the book, and then it's like a month after it's published, you find it, and you go through it, and you're like, oh, I forgot about that. And that was the best idea.
That was going to be good. Mostly,
yeah,
those are comic moments for me because it's like, oh, look how naively I thought this book was going to be shaped. And then as you are wrestling the octopus into the mayonnaise jar, you realize that no, it is nothing like that. But by the time you get the octopus in the jar and the lid is on, you don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At that point, when you whack, 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 and the jar is sealed, oh, yeah, it's a triumph. You're not looking. There's no looking back. Oh, no.
And then you
have
that octopus motivated through the whole book, and you get your edits back, and they say, there's no octopuses or octopi in this book.
That's why you're like, by the way, we do not. I'm sorry. Did you not get the memo that, you know, crustapods or whatever, they don't sell?
They're
like,
nobody
what?
Likes them anymore.
That was in the synopsis. What? You didn't notice that? Giant Kraken
told me earlier.
In the middle? That's one of the, we're going to get in so much trouble. That is one of the most frustrating things for me is I've turned in a synopsis. You loved it. You bought it. I write the book. I turn book in, and suddenly you act like you have never heard of this before. Like, this is a surprise, you know?
And not in a good way.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this villain is far too violent. We're going to have to, I'm like, you can't pull him out. You're like, whoa. No, it's a tapestry. It's a delicate tapestry, and we are master weavers. And I try to look at those moments as just raw challenge. If I pull this thread affecting 63% of the book,
yes.
How do
yes.
I go back and make sure that it's an even better book?
Well,
and,
that's the thing, you know, it's like, and then you know, what's really bad is then you get to the end of it and you realize, yeah, I don't know why I wanted that octopus. You're right, it should go.
Yeah. You're like, okay, all right, I'll live with that. I mean, he was slimy. All right, fine. But, I said it out loud.
Yes,
but, oh, well. Well, if you can Skype me in,
yeah.
I make a lot of mistakes, including, you know, admitting that sometimes my editor and I have had misunderstandings in the past.
Yes.
But they're always right. I'll admit it, too. Whatever they say, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that does make sense. I don't know why I was trying to wrestle the thing in. They're like, you know, if you have to wrestle them, they don't belong.
What was I thinking?
Damn it. Oh, I supposed to say that? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to say anymore. I'm just losing it. I think I'm becoming truly an artist where we're just getting eccentric, you know, and entrenched and weird, which is fine. Or I'm just losing it altogether, which is a whole other direction to go in.
Do you watch The Walking Dead? Because I could right now walk onto that set and be one of the Walking Dead, and I wouldn't even need any prep makeup.
Really? Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
my husband is addicted. I don't know anything about it. I'm going to have you come back on the show, and you can just give me, like, an overview.
Oh,
of,
I will.
You know, where to hide.
Oh, I will.
To do. Yeah. Because I just don't see myself surviving the zombie apocalypse because apparently my ideas are too radical. That's what Jeffrey said. So I'm not allowed to watch those shows.
That's saying a lot because it's a pretty radical show.
Oh, no. He's like, what did you say? Oh, yeah, this is where I would go. And he's like, what? So anyway, okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For listening to Canned Laughter and Coffee, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Oh, my God.
Bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.